Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
By now you know it's the last Saturday show with the Prof and RD. One thing's for sure, there'll only be one more with the Prof and RD. Right now, our good pal, Reagan Injur, takes his final bows. We're gonna miss him, so here's props to RD.
Theme song for years, and
how about that?
Skip wanted to do a special one for what is today your final show. Good morning, everybody. He is Ray Dinger. I am Glenn Mack. Now we are at the beautiful WIP studios at 2400 Market for what's going to be a little bit of a party for my friend Ray as he announced his retirement. And today and tomorrow are your final shows. 53 years as a writer, columnist, broadcaster, analyst, humorist, opinion leader, agent of change, and all-around good guy. This is a brilliant career drawing to a close, and I can only imagine how many column inches of wonderful prose you have created over that time, Ray, how many TV appearances, how many hours behind the microphone here at WIP since you began building this station way back in 1988. I do know that you and I have partnered for 21 years. A mere fraction of your career. I estimate we've done about 2,500 shows together, and I have enjoyed every single one. So how you feeling, pal?
Emotional. I mean, this has been a very emotional month. I mean, ever since I made the announcement with you earlier this month that that I was going to retire at the end of May, it's been pretty overwhelming. The response of people, the emails, the cards, the letters, the phone calls. Some from people I hadn't heard from in years, some old high school classmates, old friends, co-workers. And then many of them, I would say even the majority of them, were people I didn't know. I mean, total strangers. And their letters would start, they all start the same way. We've never met, but I feel like I know you. And I guess that's the magic of radio, is that there's an intimacy there that allows us to connect with our audience in a way that's meaningful and lasting. And the fact that all of these folks wanted to reach out and say goodbye has probably been both the best and the worst part of this, because it's been the best of because you know people appreciate you, but it reminds you of what you're leaving behind. And I feel ready for this, but there's no question I'm going to miss it, because I've loved what I've done. I've loved my career, every aspect of it, and I have really, really loved the 20 years of working with you. That I probably will miss most of all.
Well, I appreciate that. It's the hanging around that's with you that is the part I'm going to miss. All right, listen, we can't get all lumpy throated yet.
No, okay? not yet. Please, okay. We have 3 hours to go.
Six. Ray, today's show is very simple. In fact, I didn't even send you the outline for the show, which, as you know, I normally do.
Right.
I sent you an outline, I think, that said "show up." And today we celebrate your magnificent career and the people you've worked with and sometimes against, the lives you've touched, the impact you had. And as we do the show, there's going to be a bit of a party going on around us. Some of your friends and family and coworkers are going to be here today, which is very nice. And we'll talk to them. And we'll also talk to some of the biggest figures in town, sports and otherwise, as they reflect on what Ray Dinger has meant to this city. It's going to be fun. That's going to be fun for me. I think it's going to be fun for you. Before we start, I imagine you being you that, and you kind of alluded to this, but maybe go into it a little bit more. You did not anticipate the warm embrace and the acclaim that you were going to receive since you announced at the start of this month that this was it?
No, no. My wife did. Maria did. You know, Maria said, you know, this is going to be a really big deal. And I said, no, it won't. No, it won't. You know, I mean, I'll get a couple cards. I'll get a couple letters. I might get a couple phone calls. But it's not going to be a big deal. But it has been a big deal. And it's I didn't expect it. I'm still a little overwhelmed by it. I mean, if you could see the pile of mail that's on our kitchen table right now.
I'm sure your wife's delighted by that.
Yeah, no, she's not delighted about that part. But, I mean, I made a solemn vow that I'm going to answer every single one. I mean, every email, every piece of mail, every package, everything that's come to the house, and it's been a ton in the last month, I'm going to answer every one of them, or certainly try to. I mean, it's going to take me a long time, but I want to answer them all because they are all, each in their own way, they are all so special. I mean, everybody has a story. You know what? It kind of reminded me of Tell Us Your Story. Mm-hmm. You know, the point that you made about the idea of why Tell Us Your Story was a good idea. You said everybody has a story. Everybody has a biography. And everybody that wrote me a letter had some story. It was they met me here, or they saw me there, or something that I said on the radio they found inspirational. I mean, everybody had a reason to write. Everybody had a story to tell. And so it's probably going to take me a while. So folks out there, be patient. Be patient. I will answer everything. I promise you I will answer everything. But it's been that much. I mean, the volume of it has been much greater than I ever imagined.
Well, one of the guests for Tell Us Your Story shares something with you in that he's going to be retiring. And this has been a very big year for announcing and planning retirements among legends of Philadelphia. You and Angelo is retiring at the end of the year. At least he says so. I might bet against it, but the threat is there. Jay Wright surprisingly stepped down at the end of Villanova's great season. And this gentleman, who, like you, has been a huge part of the media in Philadelphia and was a guest on Tell Us Your Story, said he will be retiring at the end of the year, and he joins us now, Jim Gardner. Jim, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, Glenn, and hi, Ray.
Hello, Jim.
It's good to talk to you. When I think of Ray, if that's what you're asking me to do,
sure.
I would compare Ray in one sense to Dave Roberts. In fact, there's no one around who doesn't like Ray Didinger. It is impossible not to like Ray Didinger, and I'm not talking about people who hear him on the radio. I'm talking about people who know him personally or come into contact with him. It's impossible not to like him, to have strong positive feelings about him. I know of very few people who can say that, and Ray Didinger is one of those few.
Wow. You know, I just saw Jim the other day. Jim received the Cardinal Foley Award for Excellence in Communications from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, and I went to the luncheon. It was at the St. Charles Seminary. So I was with Jim just the other day, and you didn't say anything about calling in today. Was this meant to be a surprise? you kept the secret very well.
No, they just asked me about 5 minutes ago. So
okay. Now that makes more sense.
That's not true.
No, I'm kidding. Hey, Ray, I was going to invite you to be a member of my soon-to-be has-beens club, but
okay.
it occurred to me that with the book and, of course, with Tommy and me, you're never going to be a has-been. You're just starting out or in the midst of really an extraordinary journey. And for people who don't know about Tommy and me, boy, they should. And the fact that you're going into Hershey this year in a huge theater, I keep telling you that, you know, the Broadhurst Theater on Broadway, you know, is your next destination. And you keep saying, no, we're never going to Broadway. I'm not so sure that's true.
Wow. Well, that's nice of you to say, Jim. I am extremely excited about taking Tommy and me to Hershey, because Hershey is where that story all began. So to bring it back to where I literally met Tommy McDonald for the first time and carried his helmet for the first time, to actually be able to go back there and present that story to the audience in Hershey, to me is really going to be a highlight. I'm really looking forward to that. We'll be doing that in August.
Okay. Hey, Jim.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Glenn. Yeah. No, go ahead.
You were very graciously a guest on our Tell Us Your Story feature, about 6 months ago, I'm guessing, something like that. Mm-hmm. Soon, very soon after you announced your plans to retire. And you have not done a lot of interviews during your more than four decades as a leader in this town. But you're very nice to give it to us. And I think at the time you said that you did it because you have so much respect for Ray. That accurate?
Yeah, not to suggest that I don't have enormous respect for you, Glenn.
That's okay.
I've been listening to you forever, and you know, and you're special. Yes, I have, you know, tremendous journalistic and sort of from a standpoint of civility and humanity, respect for Ray Dittinger. I've been watching him forever on the Eagles, you know, post-game shows, and from a journalistic standpoint, I have great admiration for his ability to be a dispassionate analyzer, if you will, of something that, you know, is almost primal in this city. And obviously Ray has as much emotional investment in the Eagles' success as anybody whom we know, but he has this ability to sit there without too much emotion, or he doesn't portray his emotional investment, and tells you what he thinks the Eagles have done well and what they have done poorly, and you know that comes after decades of professional journalistic experience. But you know, he brings to that show, or has brought to that show, you know, a bit of calm and dispassion amid, you know, what is such an emotional experience, and everybody else is portraying such emotion and either jubilation or despair. And there's Ray sort of just explaining in his inimitable way what happened. And, you know, as a journalist, I have great admiration for that. Can I say one thing here, guys?
Mm-hmm.
You have absolutely no reason to remember that my older son Josh and I called into your show as listeners about 20 years ago. I don't. It's somewhere in that area.
No. I remember it very well because we weren't sure that it was you at first. We thought it was a poseur. We saw that a couple. It came up on our screen. Jim Gardner's on the line. I said, "Oh yeah, sure, right." Jim Gardner's calling our show, but it was the topic of the day. It was the eve of an Eagles-Cowboys game, and you and I rolled out that old chestnut about what's your favorite, give me a great memory of an Eagles-Cowboys game in the past, and you, and I still remember what you said. You said it was the James Willis interception down in Texas with the lateral to Troy Vincent that turned into a 103-yard touchdown. And as soon as you started to talk, I recognized your voice, and we knew the call was legit. But that's what you were calling in about. It was appropriately you were calling in about the Eagles-Cowboys rivalry, which is a very fertile subject in this town.
So that's amazing, because I asked Josh, who, by the way, I think is in his car driving down from Connecticut to join us with his wife, Caitlin, and his son, Henry, on for the Memorial Day weekend, and I think he's probably listening. And I had asked him the other day, "Do you remember why we called? What was the reason why we called?" And he said, "Dad, I used to remember. I used to know, but at 34, I have forgotten. It's unbelievable."
Ray never forgets. Ray never forgets. It is I didn't. But Ray has a steel trap mind, Jim. That to this day it's amazing. And it's I don't know what he's going to do with it in retirement. I'm going to have to call him to remember things that I forget. I know that much.
Exactly.
Jim, we are losing legends in this town. Well, we're not losing legends. We're losing legends on the public airwaves. I know that you're going to stick around and enjoy your life, but we are going to miss you. You have been a treasure for more than four decades, and we're going to miss you. And I want to wish you all the best, and Ray, I'll kind of give you the last word here.
For sure, and it was great to see you at the seminary the other day. It was great to see you receive the award, and it was lovely to meet your wife, Amy. I had heard you talk about her, but I had never had the opportunity to meet her and her parents until that day. So all in all, it was a great experience, and it's always great to spend time with you. Thanks, Jim.
I'm glad that you got to meet my my son Jesse too. He met you in a parking lot a few years ago, and
yep.
he was just thrilled to be able to meet you again. Guys, thank you so much. Ray Didinger, you are a treasure to the Philadelphia area, and you know, as a consumer of news, I'm going to miss you. But we've become a bit of a friend.
Right.
In the last short time, and that has been my pleasure and honor, and I hope we can continue to be that way.
For sure. Count on it, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
You.
Take care.
Thanks,
be well.
Guys.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Wow.
You and Jim and Jay Wright going to hang around at McDonald's, get coffee 6:30 in the morning? That's what retired guys do, right?
Yeah, what else do we have to do?
There you go. Howard Eskin just wrapped up his show. I know, Howard, you were on with Ray toward the end, but wanted to give you the opportunity, as we're asking everybody, to kind of maybe give a memory with Ray that you have and wish him well.
You know, there's so many of them. There's so many memories because we were around each other so much. I remember, and I'll say this with all love in my heart, Ray was probably the last one out of the press box because he always rewrote and rewrote and rewrote. his stories. Am I right, Ray?
100% right. Yeah. I was the last guy out of the press box every bloody night.
And I was always there late and would always see Ray there. It doesn't matter what press box it was. It was a lot of them. And you always remember, you go back and remember people like that. By the way, I remember the James Willis interception. I was standing in the end zone because it was towards the end of the game. But there's so many things that you can't process in a short period of time over Ray's. So I've been covering sports here basically since 75, 76. So that's a lot of years. Yeah, so you're trying to process a lot of things that you've seen and done with Ray. And I always, I know I'd have fun with Ray, and the fun I would have. And I mentioned it, and you're allowed one mistake. Can I mention? Yeah.
I got to hit a break in 2 minutes, so tell it fast.
Cade McNown.
Oh, yeah. I
over
still hear
Donovan
about that.
McNabb.
I still, yeah, and I'll own it. It was, I looking at that quarterback crop that was coming out, and I said, the best quarterback in this class is going to be Cade McNown. I said, Donovan McNabb, he can play in the league, but no, if I had to pick, it would be Cade McNown.
Yeah. So, you know, but we've had fun. I don't know who named you the godfather of football, but I know after that moment I said he's got to be the godfather of football.
I give the credit to Ike Reese. Ike's the first one that called me that.
But it's, I will say this, it's been a pleasure. It's been an honor. And it's great. Why am I emotional?
Oh, Howard, never saw you choked up there before.
It's great to be here on this day. And I'll never say goodbye. All I'll say is I'll see you later.
All right.
Good
and
enough.
Enjoy the rest of your life.
Thanks, Howard. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Take care of yourself, Howard.
Yeah.
All right. Speedy recovery. He's Ray Didinger. I'm Glenn Macnow. It is a special show. We are at the WIP studios, surrounded by friends and coworkers. And, Ray, your beautiful family is here. I see all four of your grandkids here,
mm-hmm.
your kids, your in-laws, your wife. Really nice.
It really is.
It's beautiful.
It's been a wonderful time. It really has.
It's going to be a fun day. We got more surprises coming up. Ray and Glenn, 94 WIP.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.